Hi, and welcome back to Unit 10B, HIT and Aspects of Patient-Centered Care. This is part of Component 7, Working with HIT Systems. There is a paucity of data related to how effective HIT is in supporting patient-centered care. So there are some studies out there that suggest a strong impact, and anecdotal evidence abounds. However, a solid knowledge base in this area is lacking. Hence the effort of AHRQ to commission an evidence-based comprehensive analysis of the impact of HIT on patient-centered care. Does this mean that there's no way to actually measure PCC at present? No. In reality, patient-centered care is not a new concept. What is new is the study of how HIT can affect PCC. In general, much of the prior measurement of PCC, or patient-centered care, has focused upon the following variables, including measurement of the communication, respect, trust, and caring that patients experience with their providers, maybe the degree to which patients perceive that they are having their unique circumstances and their values considered in the diagnosis and treatment of their, or their loved one's illness. The perception of understanding, the options that are presented to them as a patient or a caregiver, and the degree that they feel that they are involved in making medical decisions. Another aspect that is measured is the patient's perceived ability to get the information, education, and support that they need to care for themselves or their loved ones, and how easy it is to get the information also to manage their own health, manage their own health care, and to prevent the occurrence of untoward side effects. The final thing that's listed here on the slide, another aspect or variable that's frequently measured, is the degree to which the patient or the caregiver feels that they receive support and follow-up when they're sick, or when they need to manage a complex health condition. So, there are aspects of each of these variables that are inherently linked with HIT, information access, and shared decision making. For instance, it could be that enabling a patient to email with their provider would impact variable number one, or that a patient-oriented decision support system could help them to consider the options available for treatment of a particular condition. So I could envision a kiosk in a waiting room that could help them to consider the options available for treatment of a particular condition. So maybe I could envision a kiosk in a waiting room that assists a pregnant woman in making a decision to either breast or bottle feed, to have a tubal ligation during a scheduled cesarean section or not, to choose whether to circumcise a male child or not. So a simple system could provide information with the presentation of pros and cons of each approach, which enables the patient to make an educated decision or to assemble further questions to ask when meeting with the provider. So that report due from AHRQ, I think, is going to make these linkages much more clear and further describe how and if HIT impacts upon patient-centered care. I anxiously await its publication and look forward to further development in this area. The final attention that we are going to pay to this concept of patient-centered care supported by HIT will be to let you experience up close and personal an example of patient-centered care supported by HIT that the Department of Veterans Affairs uses. It's called My Healthy Vet, and it's a web portal designed by the VA to engage their patient population in health promotion and disease prevention. Now, just because we're going to explore this as the lab component of Unit 10, just like the VISTA system, this is not an example of perfection. It is, however, open and free to use and will give you, as a student, the idea of what the marriage of HIT and patient-centered care can include. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the gracious assistance of Dr. Kathleen Charters from the VA, an old colleague of mine, and the Virtual eHealth University, also known as VHU, in providing material for this unit in regards to the My Healthy Vet slides and narrative. So, what is My Healthy Vet? My Healthy Vet is intended to improve the delivery of healthcare services to veterans, to promote health and wellness, and to engage veterans as more active participants in their healthcare. The My Healthy Vet portal enables veterans to create and maintain a web-based PHR, or personal health record, that provides access to patient health education information and resources, a comprehensive personal health journal, and electronic services such as online VA prescription refilling and secure messaging. So copies of key portions of the VA electronic health record system, the CPRS that we've been working with in this class, are added to the PHR incrementally. So veterans can visit My Healthy Vet website and self-register to create an account, although registration is not required to view the professionally sponsored health education resources, so including topics of special interest to the veterans population. But once registered, veterans can create a customized PHR that is accessible from any computer with internet access. For veterans who are VA patients, a one-time identity verification process called in-person authentication, or IPA, at a local VA facility provides access to additional features, such as the ability to import extracted VA EHR or the CPRS data to create a complete summary of both VA medications and patient self-entered prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, herbals, and supplements. The site also includes a customizable health calendar, online learning modules, and self-assessment modules. So this new option actually helps the veterans now save their information on individual computers and portable storage devices, or to print that information out in a hard copy. So, having access to personal health information from Medicare claims, if you're using the Medicare system, can help beneficiaries understand their medical history and partner more effectively with providers. With the advent of the Blue Button feature, the Medicare beneficiaries are also able to view their claims and self-entered information, and they're able to export that data into their own computer. So Blue Button, the VA's Blue Button, is the same way. It allows the patient to download all of their information that's in their My Healthy Vet account, and it allows them to create a very comprehensive report. And they can either view their data, print their data, or store their data. So it really, the whole goal here is to help patients better manage their overall health, by allowing them to both share their health information with those they trust and be in control of their own personal health data. So at present, you can use My Healthy Vet, or it had been prior to the Blue Button, you could use My Healthy Vet to view your data, but you couldn't take it anywhere with you. Now you can actually print it out, or you could put it on a thumb drive or something of that nature, and it becomes very transportable. This quote comes from the Huffington Post and is called, "Why I Want a Blue Button." This is a direct quote from that article by Stephen Downs. And he says that getting a copy of your medical record is rarely as simple as it sounds. The process often involves making multiple phone calls, having to fax in requests, paying photocopying charges, and waiting, often as much as a few weeks. And at the end of the process, all you have is a stack of paper, good for reading and for filing away, but not much else. But today, as more and more hospitals, pharmacies, and physician offices are adopting electronic medical records, the process should get better.
Healthcare institutions in the vanguard of information technology and customer service are making it possible for their patients to review their records online, but not necessarily take them with them. End quote. And that is the benefit of the blue button. So, why does it matter? For starters, reviewing your medical records is a step towards better engagement in your health. You can learn more about your conditions, your lab results, and the treatments you might be undergoing. You can use the records as a springboard to conversations with your doctor. But you can do that with paper records. Why does digital matter? Two reasons: sharing and apps. Of course, when you get your paper records, you can always photocopy them and send them on to someone you'd like to review them. But we all know that it's so much easier to share digital information online. So, when you want your uncle the doctor to help you interpret a result, or when you and your sibling want to discuss dad's condition, it's easily done. But the real power lies in the apps. We now live in a world where there really is an app for just about everything. There are 6,000 apps for the iPhone that focus on health and fitness. They help with day-to-day health-related tasks like managing your diet, tracking your exercise, understanding your meds, or checking out your symptoms. But these apps are, by and large, ignorant of the details of your health that could make them smarter and offer you more value. Many of them, and many that will soon be invented, could be even better if they could draw upon the information contained in your medical records to spot trends in your lab values and warn you when a trend is of concern, to correlate your moodiness with a new drug or medication that you're taking, or to remind you it's time to order that prescription refill, to name a few. End quote.
So rather than just talk about it and show you a bunch of slides, our goal is to have thy hands touch the keyboard. So this aspect of Unit 10, the laboratory experience, will require that you access the My Healthy Vet web portal, complete a short orientation video, and then to complete the student activity that will be provided by your instructor. So to take the tour or watch the video, please use the URL on the slide. Once you are done with the video tour, log in to the My Healthy Vet web portal to complete the assignment. The login dialog box for My Healthy Vet is on the same page as the video. The username is MHVUser and the password is MHVDemo1, as reflected on the slide. Because you're a guest in the My Healthy Vet site, and this is a federal site, just as with the Vista CPRS demo system, you are expected to conduct yourself and all of your activities in a professional manner and refrain from non-professional or questionable behavior and actions. The purpose of this exercise is simply to give you hands-on experience and a first-hand look at what is possible, where improvements can and should be made, and to stimulate you to think about the future in regards to patient-centered care supported by HIT.
In summary, and as we take a look back to the objectives, we have covered patient-centered care and discussed some strategies in which HIT can be used with the patient to increase their engagement. Assessing the efficiency of HIT systems in supporting patient-centered care will be much more clear once the AHRQ report is released. But in the interim, variables that are often collected and can be thought of in relation to HIT were covered on earlier slides. Finally, in the upcoming assessment exercise, you will have the opportunity to express your beliefs and offer suggestions for improvement of the current processes of patient-centered care using HIT. Pictured at the bottom here is a generation of informatics natives that are waiting in the wings, who will continue to drive change and new ways of thinking and doing.
They have grown up in a world of open information access, and I can only hope that the availability of health information and a major shift towards patient as partner makes for a more informed healthcare services consumer and results in better health for all of us. This completes the slide deck that is associated with Unit 10 of Component 7, Working with HIT Systems. Thanks, and have a great day.